Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little and yet for you too. Today, help wanted, NBA head coaches. The NBA could probably use a little help right now in getting the word out. You see, they have a ton of head coaching positions which still need to be filled. Warning, do not attempt to take your team to the playoffs though. You can and possibly will be fired for not winning the NBA championship. And that's just what happened to Doc Rivers of the Los Angeles Clippers this week. You see, Doc's team made it to the NBA's Western Division semifinals this season. And after Doc's star-studded team of well-paid Clippers built a 3-1 advantage over the Denver Nuggets, the Clippers lost the series by dropping the final 3 games in a row. If you own a $2 billion NBA franchise like the Clippers, apparently anything less than winning the NBA championship must not be acceptable to you. Since the team usually won't ditch the majority of the basketball players, the next best thing to justify the high cost of those tickets is to replace your coach. Besides, you know, some coaches make less than some of the players coming off the bench in today's NBA. So Doc Rivers, longtime coach, is currently unemployed. He joins the former coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, another playoff team, Brett Brown. He got canned. Let's also not forget that the Houston Rockets, another playoff team, canned their head coach, Mike D'Antoni. Other NBA coaching casualties in recent weeks have included Indiana Pacers, another playoff team, coach Nate McMillan, and New Orleans Pelicans, yes, another playoff team, coach Alvin Gentry. Now, wouldn't logic say that it makes more sense for those non-playoff teams to fire their head coaches? Of course. But let's compare this year's NBA to the NFL. For example, did the New England Patriots fire Bill Belichick, the coach, after failing to get to the Super Bowl last year? Of course not. The New Orleans Saints have been bounced from the NFL playoffs the last 2 years after posting a 13-3 regular season record. An impressive regular season, disappointing playoffs. Did they fire Sean Payton? No way. So what makes the NBA, the National Basketball Association, so different? The only logical thing that I can come up with is that actual basketball coaching skills really don't matter anymore in today's NBA. The so-called stars of the NBA have literally taken over the league and, for the most part, do whatever they want to when they're on the court. Yeah, sure, coaches still can call the timeouts and appear to be diagramming a play at the end of the game. But when that ball is put back into play, the players may or may not follow the coach's directives. With social media apparently becoming more and more influential for the stars of the NBA, the individuals on the court are now more visible than ever, and especially more visible than their coaches. Professional basketball coaches seem to be going the way of the dinosaur. At some point soon, you're probably going to see a female head basketball coach in the NBA. A female ex-college player, and then later a coach, and possibly even one who's been in professional basketball, certainly will have earned their chance to coach in the NBA soon. In case we haven't noticed, today's NBA is all about making social statements to their dwindling fan base in America. Just don't tell that future first female NBA head basketball coach that the job that she's now taking has been reduced to organizing practices, giving pregame pep talks to your team, yelling at the referees, calling timeouts, showing off your drawing skills on a grease board, and providing those post-game comments to the media as long as you don't say anything bad about one of your players. Seriously now, how much actual basketball coaching skill is required to do that? In today's NBA, it doesn't seem to matter what the coaches try to get the players to do on the basketball court. The highly paid players of today's NBA will pretty much do whatever they please once they're on the court and the games begin. Former Houston Rockets basketball coach Mike D'Antoni frequently talked to star guard James Harden about his need to make better decisions on the basketball court to reduce his prolific number of turnovers every single game. James Harden, who is a very gifted offensive player and scores a lot of points, has also averaged nearly 5 turnovers per game over the last several years under D'Antoni's leadership. This past year, Harden still finished 2nd in the league with 4.41 careless passes per outing. Now, needless to say, the Houston Rockets were bounced early in the playoffs again this season, and D'Antoni, he's fired. Do you think that James Harden's turnover problem stems from bad coaching by Mike D'Antoni? Hardly. Houston star player apparently is not willing to focus on improving this very negative statistic, which annually costs the Rockets at least 2 to 4 points a game due to his poor decision-making on the basketball court. James Harden's turnovers directly contribute to a few more losses every year for the Houston Rockets. So, did the Rockets trade that $38 million per year turnover-prone all-star guard, or send their $4 million per year head coach packing? Bye-bye, Coach D'Antoni. The Houston Rockets head coach made just 10.5% of James Harden's annual salary. Get that again. The head coach makes 10.5% of James Harden's annual salary, and he doesn't draw any fans willing to overpay for those Rockets season tickets. So will the next head coach of the Houston Rockets succeed in finally getting James Harden to reduce his league-leading turnovers next season? But I wouldn't bet on it. The NBA's current dean of coaches is San Antonio's Greg Popovich, with 23 seasons. He's also won 5 NBA championships over that period, too. The next longest-serving coach in the league is Rick Carlisle of the Dallas Mavericks at 17 years, and he led Dallas to a title 9 years ago, back in 2011. 80% of NBA head coaches, that's 24 out of 30, have been in their position for less than 10 years. The trigger-happy NBA team owners fire an average of 6 coaches per season. That means that 20% of the NBA's teams are looking for a new head coach every single season. Returning back to our original thesis of this story, being an NBA head coach used to mean that you had ascended to the heights of your profession. The great coaches of the NBA's past would be shocked at how little today's basketball players actually pay attention to instruction from their coaches. And who knows more about basketball anyway, LeBron James or Lakers coach Frank Vogel? For upcoming coaching hires, perhaps the NBA should dip into the ranks of elementary school teachers, for example, to find someone who has years of experience in handling spoiled children. Another idea might be to find some experienced psychologists who can better empathize with the needs of the players on that team. With that in mind, maybe some NBA team will hire a basketball coach who might have played a little basketball in college in the NBA and can teach his team using Zen instructional methods and Native American spiritual practices. What? You mean that 11-time NBA head coach Phil Jackson is already retired? So let the word out to all your friends, the NBA is hiring head coaches. For now, I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score, so let the game begin. And let's see how the ball's going.